Injuries. Dwayne Bowe's really the only one to mention. He did not practice today. He's got a strain, a spasm in his groin. And, we'll see how it goes. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Browns. We know what kind of football team they are. Our guys have had a good week of studying them and getting themselves ready for a good football team coming in here. So, again, we welcome them to Arrowhead Stadium. I know the fans will be out of control like they always are, which we appreciate. Time's yours.
Talk a little bit about Jason Campbell. Last week you had to prepare for a quarterback who you hadn't really seen a lot of. 71 starts, though, for Jason Campbell.
Yeah, well, listen, I've got a ton of respect for Jason. I'm very familiar with him. I've had teams that have played well and teams that haven't played well against him. And he's a, like I said, I mean, the best thing I can tell you, I have a ton of respect for him. Big, strong, physical, smart, gets the ball out fast, all, accurate, so on. Yeah, we'll see. Listen, we'll see. It's day to day. Yeah, we'll see. We'll just see how he does. He's feeling a little bit better today than he did yesterday, which is good. But let's just see how he is tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Is this something you did in practice? Or?
Yeah, he did it. Yesterday. Yesterday, right towards the end of practice. He practiced most of yesterday's practice, and then right towards the end, just tweaked it a little bit, so backed off him.
How growth have you seen in AJ Jenkins practices then and all that?
I like what I've seen in AJ. He's worked very hard to make sure he gets the whole lot. He came in when we've got it all in, so that's a tough thing. But he's worked hard. He's been in every game. He's had an opportunity to play, which is what you need. He's a young guy. I mean, you're talking about second year, so we'll see how things go for him.
Is he as comfortable playing inside?
Well, he's done both for us. He's done both. I would probably tell you he's been more of an outside receiver. He's got tremendous speed, so that's been where he's had most of his play time there.
Avery's leading the team in receiving yards right now. With this news about Bo, are you thinking about ways to get him more involved in the passing game?
Well, we try to spread around as much as we can and give everybody an opportunity. We'll see how it all works out. So I'm not doing anything to see who's playing here. So.
Andy, in Philly, you had 6 years to really kind of build up the next 7-0 kind of change in the culture and mentality. But in Kansas City, how have you been able to do it in just 8 years?
Well, listen, we've got good players here and good coaches, and they've worked very hard. The players have been just diligent. So we know it's important every day to get better. We're not where we can be. So we just got to stay focused on our job and just keep working. And we've kind of put that record thing aside, and we're trying to think 1-0s instead of 7-0s and all that stuff. So, or 8-0s, whatever, wherever we're at.
Last two, Bob, and then
the way your team warms up before the game. It's not the traditional, everybody gets in long lines and do the calisthenics all together. In fact, they're never really all together at any point until they get together to leave the field. Right. What's the method behind that?
Well, I mean, it's what I've done in the past. It's what I came from with Mike Holmgren. They get a little stretch in the locker room, then they come out they come out before the game. Well before even warm-ups and get loosened up. So that's how we go.
It seems like you're trying to keep their time on the field pregame to a minimum.
Well, just enough to get them ready. Just get them ready so they can come out and play fast and obviously not pull anything. We want to make sure they're nice and loose. So they've been good with it. We just keep it going that way.
With Kendrick, we know about the ankle. Just how much toughness is this guy showing you by?
Yeah.
He continues, keeps being a limited participant, but he's out there on Sunday every time.
Yeah, 23 is all in, all the time. So even when he can't practice with the ankle, he's right there. He's backpedaling, he's making calls. He's doing, he just on the sideline, he's doing all the stuff. So he's 100% all in. I love the kid. Tough kid.
Is that kind of a rare trait? Do you see that often? Is that what makes him unique?
Well, you see some of the safeties in the National Football League that are like that. I mean, you're kind of between that corner and linebacker mentality there. And and physically you're that way too. So you're, those are, it's a pretty tough nuts playing back there in this league.